Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We're going to be learning Mitzvah Shemes Sugya and Meseches Bava Basra. But not before we dedicate this year L'Schus Rabbi Yishayahu Mordechai Ezra Ben Rachel Dvar L'Fuah Shleima Ram Yosef Ben Rosh Chaim L'Fuah Shleima and L'Schus Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagitol Zara Shel Kayama Zara Dilo Yivso V'Dilo Yivto Mibizgame Arayis of the Gemara in Meseches Bava Basra and Mem Aleph Amid Beis relates about a big flow of water that spilled into the courtyard of Rav Kahana and was sochef. It flooded away the fences of the field of the chotzer. Rav Kahana returned the mechitzas to the place where he thought that was where the gvul was, and then the neighbor comes and he says to him, "Hey, you put your fences where my field is. You moved your fences into my field." So this is where the story gets exciting. I mean, it's exciting from the beginning. The Gemara says that Rav Kahana Shagol Bidka Ba'are, so there was this water that came and moved away his mechitzes, flooded away his mechitzes, and then he put it Ba'are Delo Didei. He went and he built it on land that wasn't his by mistake. And then Azel Akame, so they came to Din before of Yehuda. Azel Aisi Trey Sade the Toveya, that Rav Kahana had put his walls into his courtyard, comes and he brings two witnesses. One aide said that Rav Kahana put his mechitzas l'rishus chaveiro two shuros into of karka in, and the other one said three shuros of karka. So Rav Yehuda said to Rav Kahana, "Zil shlim tarti migo tlas." So pay two out of three, because two of the eidim are made. Because remember, there are two guys coming here. One of them said two. One of them said three, but they both say two, right? So tarti zil shlim tarti migo tlas, because these two eidim are made, that you put at least two in. They're agreeing to that. So Rav Kahana said back to him, "Kiman, who are you judging me like? These eidim are machish each other. Yet mevatel their eidus." So Rav Yehuda said back, "I judge like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, b'das beis Hillel. I judge like Rav Shimon ben Elazar." What does Rav Shimon ben Elazar say? "Sanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar, lo neglu beis shami beis Hillel al shtei kitei ed v'shachasli meres." Money. Vachsim meres masayim. Shish b'cham masayim money. B'sham b'shil aren't arguing about two kitei edim, two groups of edim. Then one of them says that a guy borrowed from his friend 100 zuz. B'yoyim plenu b'shal ponet smo complaining. And one of them says it wasn't 100 zuz, 200 zuz. Shish b'cham masayim money, and he has to pay within 200 is 100. Everyone agrees that he has to pay 100. There's no argument that he has to pay at least 100. Amanechlik, what are they arguing about? If you have one kas, if you have one group of two edim, one of them says 100, one of them says 200, Beis Shammai says, Nechkei Dusan. There's two different adios. They can't be mitzvah. One's 100, one's 200. Beis Hillel says, "No, Yesh B'cham Asayim money. There's an Eidus Gemurah on one money, because included in 200 is 100. Ay, Omar Le, Rav Kahana said back to Rav Yehuda, "V'amaisina Loch Agir Igrisa Mimarava. I can bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael," or a text today, we would say. So what did you want to say? You wanted to say that according to Beis Hillel and Rav Shimon Elazar are passing like Beis Hillel, that B'cham Asayim Mane and there's Eidus Gemurah on Mane, and therefore here also if there's one Eid that says three shuras, one Eid says two shuras, they both agree at least two, so you have to pay two. I can bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael that Allah is like Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. And even Beis Hillel holds, not like he learns in Beis Hillel, even Beis Hillel holds that when Eirechet says Man and Eirechet says Messiah, Nechlei Dusan, you can't accept it. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rav Kahana, Rabbi Yehuda was the Dayan, and he said back to Rav Kahana, L'chitesi, when you bring it, when you bring it, it'll be gevaldik. But in the meantime, you don't have it. I'm going to paskin like the Braisa, that Lech Tagim Shimon Allah Zilfi Beis Hillel, that if one eight is 100, one eight is 200, but Yesh B'cham Asayim Mane, Meili has to pay 100, we don't say Nechlei Dusan, and here also, one eight is 3, one eight is 2, they're both saying 2, so you have to pay at least 2. Ad kan sugiyat agmara, shezachinu lilmod, Baruch Hashem, b'siyati d'shmai, ez eschut, that we are able to learn a sugiyah of Gemara. But now, kedarkenu b'kodesh, midaf learn epitz, midaf kicking around in tesvis, nachon nistakel b'tosfot. Also, the comment of Rabbi Yehuda, umasik the Rabbi Yehuda, krib shimen alozer svirulei. And the Gemara fear dois, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon alozer. That what? That Beis Hillel holds that if there's 2 and 3, there's 2 is included in 3, so we don't say Nechlei Dusan, and he has to pay the 2. Just like Beis Hillel says, Yesh B'cham Asayim Mane, he says 200, he says 100, but they both say 100. They're Darf Tzol, and I hindered it. The Tame. We have a big question. To the Perek Zeborer. In the Perek of Zeborer, Sanhedrin daf Lamed Amid Beis, Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Eidus Hamakcheshes Ze Bibdikis, Ksheira Bedine Mominus. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Nahar Doi, that Edom contradicted each other. Lo be'ikara Eidus, but the Bedikus, when the Beis Din Bab was bodek them, l'kiyom Eidusan. L'das Rabbi Yehuda, only in an instance where the Eidus, where the Hakchosha, where they contradicted each other, not begufa Eidus, but rather, b'davar acher. In other words, one said that he lent him a mana in a white purse, and the other one said that he lent him a mana in a black purse, or wallet, we would say today. So the Eidus is miskabel, since self, they're both talking about a mana, about the Iker Eidus, they're maskim. But if they're makhish, zeh, begufa Eidus, in other words, one of them is made that he lent him a black mana, in other words, an old mana, and the other one is made, he lent him a white mana, a new mana, their Eidus is not miskabel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. On Rabbi Yehuda, Eidus ha-makcheshes, zeh bibdikis, ksheira b'dinei mominis. If you have Eidus that's makchesh and one the other, it's kosher and dinei mominis. Umukila, and we establish it. Ve'echad oim ha-arniki levana, ve'echad oim ha-arniki shchoira. One of them says, Avaisa Alniki. And the Zweiter sagt, Ashwarza Alniki. One says, a white wallet. The other one says, a black wallet. Then they're believed. Aber echad omer mana shachol. Ve'echad omer mana lavan. En mitztarfim. But if they're arguing about the etzim money, they're not mitztarif. Nahar doi omer. Amri. No. Afilu echad omer mana lavan, echad omer mana shachor. They're believed. Even once it's white and once it's black, they're believed. Umasik. Fir tois de gemore. Then the inu. The amul. Rav Shimon ben Elazar de hocha. They say, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar here. In other words, Nahar doi there holds like Rav Shimon ben Elazar in our sugya. Who holds that according to Beis Hillel, even when the Eidim are makrish each other, begufa Eidus, because one Eid said Mane, and the other Eid said Masayim, the Eidus is miskabel al chov Mane. V'hu adin, that if they're makchish, one of them said, ashvartzimone, on the zweiter sagt, aweissimone, they're believed. So you see that Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Nardoi there is following Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And who's the Bar Plukta of Nardoi? Reb Yehuda. Mashma, the Reb Yehuda, the Polig, and Nardoi, Polig are Reb Shimon Elazar, the Hacha. So it's mashma there that Reb Yehuda, who argues with the Nahar Doi, in this din, is not holding like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. In other words, when there is a stira in the tseva hamatbea, in the color of the coin, whether it's black or it's white or new or old. So there in the sugya, Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Nahar Doi, and he holds that it's no good. And there Nahar Doi is holding like who? Like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that according to Beis Hillel, you can have an akrasha begufa edus 100 versus 200. And they're believed, because Bochama sayim on it. And we see then, and therefore in that sugya, that Nahar Doi is holding like Reb Shimon Elazar and Beis Hillel, that Akrasha Beguf Eidus is Beseder, they're still believed, and that's against Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says Akrasha Beguf Eidus is no good. But in our sugya, Reb Yehuda seems to be following Reb Shimon ben Elazar, like we started out in Tosfos. Umasik to Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon ben Elazar svirale. Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon ben Elazar that ladas beis Hillel. If you have a kas achas shel edim, and one edim is made on a money, and one it is made on a masayim, we believe their edus. Because B'chal Masayim is money. So when there's a Hakrosh on the Gufa Eidus, they're believed. Whereas in the, and that's Rabbi Huda following Rabbi Shimon Elazar, following Beis Hillel. Whereas there in Sanhedrin, if there's a Hakrosh on the Gufa Eidus, Rabbi Huda says they're not believed. So which one is it? Does Rabbi Huda follow Rabbi Shimon Elazar that it's okay to have a Hakrosh on the Gufa Eidus? Like in Sanhedrin? Like in like over here, like does Reb Yehuda follow Reb Shimon Elazar like over here when there's Akrasha B'Gufeidus it's Beseder, or does he not follow Reb Shimon Elazar when there's Akrasha in the Gufeidus that it's Beseder? He says it's not Beseder like in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, where once is white and once is black. Reb Yehuda seems to say it's no good against Reb Shimon Elazar. So which one is it? Akrasha B'Gufeidus is okay or it's not okay? That's Tosfos Kasha, Kushya Mechubedet. V'yesh lomar, the Reb Yehuda nami ki Reb Shimon ben Elazar, ubehap t'pligi din hardai, savri, de'echad omer mana shachor, ve'echad omer mana lavan, dami lemilte lerede Reb Shimon ben Elazar, d'lo daigi beisade, v'damei l'arniki, v'Reb Yehuda savar, d'lo dami klal l'arniki, de'hatam. Dein ze gufa maase lo ayalem levdok. Aval manet gufa davar shemeidim alav daiki vekasavar de moder rabbi shemen elazar bemana shachor de batlai dutan afil beit hillel. ולא דמי למנה המתיים דוד יודת האוטפי אלא מדמה מן השחור מן הלבן לאחד אומר חבית של יין ואחד אומר חבית של שמן דבהמוד וכולי על מדינה החלקה עדותם כדעית האטם. So let's explain. Reb Yehuda really agrees with Reb Shimon ben Elazar, like we see in our sugya. But he argues with Nahardoi. He agrees with Rishim ben Elazar, but he argues with Nahardoi. Should we compare Eidim that are makrish each other be'ikar ha'edus to the nidon of Echad Meid Almaneh ve'Echad Meid Almasayim? Since the svara of Beis Hillel that in this instance their edus is believed on the money is because one of them is saying 200 and one of them is saying 100, it doesn't mean that one of them is definitely a liar, because it could be that one of them made a mistake in the amount of money and therefore they had an argument, but he doesn't mean to lie. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't compare this case of 100 and 200. You can only compare it to a case where there is a hakrasha in the bedikos that are not beguf edus. In other words, one of them is made that the wallet was white, and one of them is made that the wallet was black. Since it's not me'ikar ha'edus, we have to be told that one of them didn't really pay so much attention to the color of the wallet. I don't know about you, sweet friends, but as far as I'm concerned, I don't care what color my wallet is, as long as I have a lot of money in it. And frankly, I don't even have a wallet. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about. There's not a personal issue. So if the issue is the color of the wallet, so that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who pays attention to the color of the wallet? And there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since we don't pay attention to the color of the wallet, you can believe the Edim when they're contradicting each other. And that's a kosha, that's not beguf ha'edus. But beguf ha'edus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they are medayik. And therefore, if they're makrich each other and something where sha'atos is not shayich, for example, if the mana was black or white, one of them is definitely a shakran and their edus is batal. Just like in the Hemshech HaSugya, everybody agrees, if they're machich each other legamre begufa edus, the edus is batal. What's an example of that? That one of them is made alavos achovi chovis yayin, and the second guy is made alavos chovis shemen. Bevade edusa bitela. And they are not mechayev the loive b'dmei hayayin, that's included in d'mei hashemen, since there's a hakasha, the whole thing is thrown out of court. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not beguf ha'edus or a tolos shayich, then you can believe them, and that applies different color wallet, and that applies with the cheshbon, is it 100 or 200, because people make a mistake in the count. But when it comes to what's shayich according to Rabbi Yehuda to the guf ha'edus, there they hold that, there Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tos isn't shayich. So that's his point of departure from Nahardah, because Nahardah extended even to the color of the money. And Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't go that far. We don't go that far. We believe them on things that are not make or ha'edus, like 100 or 200. That we can believe them on. And the color of the money we can believe them on. The color of the wallet we can believe, when they contradict each other, we can believe them. But to believe them on the etzem, most, that the most were a different color, Rabbi Yehuda lo manchik lechet kol kach, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go so far. And now I do, I do. But it's not a stira in Rabbi Yehuda between the two sugyas. Because in the sugya here, he says that manam asayim, we can believe them when they contradict each other. B'chal manam asayim, made a mistake, but it's peseder, it's not two different things. But two different things, he doesn't go for that, like yayin and shemen. There he says you can't trust him. So let's again see it inside. V'yeshlomi Rabbi Yehuda na'amik Rabbi Shimon al-Azhar. Read also like Rabbi Shimon al-Azhar. Ubahapli, and this is argument. Then our day sabre dechadom ramana shachar brechadom ramana lavan. Dami the most of the Rishim and Elazar. Now our day holds that if one says a black money and one says white money, that's like Rishim and Elazar, because the lo daiki be sade, but dami the arniki, the edim are not medaik in the color of the money, and it's like the arniki case. That they're not medaik in the color of the arniki. Rabbi Yehuda, sabre the lo dami klal arniki, it's not like arniki at all. Doesn't Dain Zagufa Maitzilam live dog there? It wasn't the Gufa Maitz, they didn't have to check. Avamana, the Gufa Dover, who Jamaidim Allah of Daiki, but Mana, where the Gufa Dover that they're made on the Gufa Dover, there they are Madaik. Because Sovereign, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the mother of Shimon Lazar, Mana Shachar, the Badlai Dusan, a field of Beis Hillel. That Rabbi Shimon Lazar holds that even according to Beis Hillel, if it's a Mana Shachar, Mana Lavan, they're arguing about the color of the money, there they, Badlai Dusan, even according to Rabbi Hillel, Beis Hillel. Velo Dami Lamana Masayan, the Vadivi told Fei, but 100, 200 people make mistakes. I always make mistakes when I'm counting money. I like when I make a mistake that I counted less and I ended up having more. How do you feel about that? You can email me and tell me. In any event, Ela Medame, Mana Shachar, Mana Lavan, Lech Ramu Chavis Shel Yayin, Lech Ramu Chavis Shel Shemen. The Medame, white and black. To one saying Chavis Shel Yayin and one saying Chavis Shel Shemen. The Bahamod Kuli Amad the Nechle Edusan Kedisos. There everybody agrees that Nechleka Edusan. So there was an interesting maisa that happened with Reuven. Reuven was a Rav in the north part of Eretz Yisrael, and Shimon was his helper, was his aide. Not his witness, but he used to help him out. And their tafkid included to be Mesadr Kedushin. They'd go to the different Moshavim. And they'd be Mesadr Kedushin. And they'd also be made in one of the places. The two of them saw that somebody snatched the becher, the cup for the brachas, the nice glass, the nice becher, a nice cup, Kiddush cup, and he ran away. And this was supposed to be used for Kedushin. And it was in their hands until a few minutes before. And when the Ganav realized he was caught, he threw the Becher into Ta'alat Biyuv. Into a... where all the dirty water goes. Into the gutter. A few days later, they had a case, court case of the Ganav, and Reuven and Shimon were there to testify. Rav Reuven and Reb Shimon, and they had an argument. Reuven said that it was a silver-plated becher, and it was worth 100 shekel. And Shimon said, "No, it was real silver." 300 shekel. So somebody said, there's not only a problem how much you take from the Ganav, 100 or 300, but now can these Edim continue in the future? Can they continue in the future being Masada Kedushin? Can they continue in the future being Edom together? They're contradicting each other. Maybe one of them is a liar, and they're losing their Ne'amanus. So what's the din? So based on our Tosfos, we can say that They have to agree that we're dealing with a Kiddush cup. Because if they say that they have a mamash machlokas about what the chayfetz was, then there's nothing to talk about, and you can't believe either of them, because then they're not two edim, they're being made on something completely different. But here they're be'etzim being made on the same thing. They both say that it was a silver Kiddush cup, and you can make a mistake. Was it silver plated, or was it real silver? And therefore, what can we say? We can say that neither of them is a liar, and Mechlal Masayim Mane, included in the 200 is 100. So if we said here one is 300, one is 100, so at least 100. And this 100, he would have to pay. The Gana would have to pay. Because Shayach Tos, we saw in Tosis, that whenever it's Shayach to make a mistake, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. There's an argument in Tosis when you're making a mistake. We saw that it could be that they even make a mistake on the color of the money. But everybody agrees if it's something they can make a mistake on, then we would say Mechlal Masayim Mana, like Beis Hillel, and at least get the minimal amount. So this is the question, and it would also seem that since they could make a mistake, that neither of them are Pasul Eidus for the future, and they can even testify again together. But that is stage one of our discussion, and it gets really, really exciting in the next step, the next shir, the Mirtz Hashem. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach to learn it together, and to see the famous machlokas of the Chachmei Brisk. And Mirtz Hashem, we will get to that, but in the meantime, we learned a very interesting sugya, the Tosis, an interesting shayla, which b'zeocha lilmod ulam ed lishma v'lasos, u'lekaim is called divrei salma terasa v'yahava, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.